the sun. Here comes the sun.
Sing more, Genie.
You got this, Genie. That's it. Give yourself a pep talk there.
Okay.
Now here we go. Here comes.
Oh, it's all right.
It's all right. Okay.
Oh, thank you. And we have Catherine Kemp, our special guest today, coming in with the melody. Thank you so much, Catherine.
You're welcome, guys.
Folks,
somebody is in tune.
You know what that sound means and that out of sync singing means. It is Thursday, just after 4 p.m. right here on Katie and Kay in lovely Carbondale, Colorado. And you are listening to Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program, where we review the newspaper and highlight a story from the newspaper. So thank you for being tuned. Today we have a very special guest, Miss Catherine Kemp. How are you, Catherine?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Wonderful. And Catherine is the publisher / editor of Mountain Pearl, formerly known as Mountain Parent, and we're gonna get into that. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so very welcome. And what a beautiful spring issue, by the way, of Mountain Pearl.
Thank you.
It's so great. And let's just, so for folks who haven't picked up a new issue yet, you could find them distributed throughout the valley or?
Yeah, all over the valley.
Okay.
We've got a newspaper box right out in front of the Village Smithy here in Carbondale, and one in front of the Clark's Market between Clark's and the post office up in Aspen.
Great.
And then all over all kinds of different random spots here and there.
Perfect. That's the same thing we do.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot to talk, like a lot in common, you know, both coming from different publications, of course, and Mountain Pearl is a quarterly. So you come out seasonally, is that right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
To spring, summer, fall, and winter.
That's wonderful. That's mm-hmm. fantastic. So spoiler alert, I'm just going to get right into this. Just,
uh-oh.
You know, so Jeannie Soldern sitting next to me today here on Everything Under the Sun. My co-host is not only a dedicated freelance reporter for the Sopra Sun, but also Mountain Parent.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, Mountain Pearl.
I know. I was like thinking to myself, how many times am I going to get this before I say Mountain Pearl? But yeah, I started with, mm-hmm. I think it was a summer issue.
You started more than a year ago.
More than a year ago. So yeah, I've been, you know, it's magazine writing is a little different than journalism in a newspaper. So yeah, it's been a fun way for me to express myself in a different format. Yeah. So
I remember Jeannie actually interviewed me for one of her stories,
oh,
which
yes.
was, mm-hmm. and she was getting blurbs from people around town about
what is love?
Yeah.
And that was in our winter edition. It was Jeannie's idea to bring a way of bringing Valentine's that isn't about traditional romance and flowers and chocolate, although chocolate's in there too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I will always take chocolate on Valentine's Day, but Jeannie had kind of given me a heads up about that, so I remember mine was a pretty brutally honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
And Maeve Murray as well, who is former student in for the Sopra Sun journalism program, she was also quoted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And April Crow Spalding gave
right.
us a
Ape on the
playlist
Dink.
Of songs that you can listen to in your living room, dancing, slow dancing, fantastic. Barefoot in your living room.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I remember reading that. Shout out to April Crow Spalding, also known as Ape on the Dink, Friday mornings right here on KDNK from 8 to 10 a.m., which you just joined her for a show a couple weeks ago, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Did you enjoy that?
That was so much fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. So I want to get into the name change of Mountain Pearl, which is highlighted, formerly Mountain Parent to Mountain Pearl. The debut issue of Mountain Pearl just came out this March.
Mm-hmm.
And the spring issue, the spring edition. And so I do want to get into that, which again is highlighted on this in this week's Oprah Sun on page 4, giving some love to a fellow publication doing a lot of good work in our community. But to begin, Catherine, I'd just like to fill listeners in a little bit about you and your background a little bit. And I know that some of it is mentioned in this story. But let's start off with one thing you had told me that I didn't get to get in print was you had kind of a intrigue for writing from a pretty early age. Is that right?
Yeah. My mom has a book that I colored and wrote and stapled together about carrots that longed to be carrot cake. And it was all about how they, manifested the wish into becoming carrot cake. I was like 5 or 6 years old when I think I just wanted carrot cake or something. I spent the day doing that, but she saved it. It's still around. I found That's it when fantastic. I was moving my parents out of the house we grew up in. And so kind of evidence at an early age that I was trying to capture the world that we live in with words and illustrations.
That's cool. You had also mentioned a book series that you read, as a youngster, that kind of, because you grew up in Alabama, is that right?
I grew up in Mobile, Alabama.
In Mobile, Alabama. And you read a book series that kind of...
I read the Little House series when I was 7 years old.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, all the way through. And I decided that I was going to head west as soon as I could and maybe write a story about that. And so I headed west. I've yet to write a story about it.
Well, maybe in one of these upcoming issues of Mountain Pearl.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was 7, I thought it was still like the Wild West out here, and it sort of is, but without covered wagons.
Yeah.
But you told yourself you wanted to move out west and write about it, and you did that. I mean, maybe you didn't necessarily write about your journey out west, but you're writing about the west and in the west, that's for sure.
For sure, yeah.
Jean? So one thing I want to ask you about, Catherine, is you've lived in Carbondale, the Valley for 31 years. So can you talk about how you got here? You have a family, you raised a family here.
I helped my good friend Allison Norton drive her car from Tuscaloosa, Alabama to Aspen. And we rolled into town on Memorial Day weekend, 1992.
Nice.
I was going to be here for 2 weeks, and I... heard about a job opening at the Aspen Daily News and went and had a conversation over there. And, you know, I thought it would be one summer. And, you know, here I am 31 years later, almost 31 years later. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And, what did you do at the?
What's that?
Was it the Aspen Daily
News? Yeah, the Aspen Daily News. I did ad production. And Terry Ritchie, also of the Soper Sun, was my boss at the time. And that was the beginning. That's how I stayed. And turned a vacation into the rest of my life.
Right.
Shout out to Terry Ritchie, current board member of the Soper Sun. And that's also a former graphic designer who has just done so much for the Soper Sun. So shout out to Terry. And while we're on the subject, and as noted in the article, you had a stint at the Soper Sun as well. Is that right, Catherine?
I was the ad sales manager there for 2016 and 17.
Fantastic.
Was that one?
No, wait. I'm sorry. 2015-16.
Okay.
No. 16-17.
Cool.
Okay.
All blend together.
Understand.
Who was the editor then?
First Lynn Burton was the editor, and then I was there when Will Grandbois stepped into that role, and I got to work with him for his first year in position. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And then, you were at the Soper Sun for a little over a year, and then you had been freelancing for Mountain Parent before you made the transition. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, Lauren Serbier reached out to me and invited me to do a freelance article in her first edition when she relaunched the magazine in 2016.
Okay.
And it just felt like a great fit. And from that point forward, Lauren and I became better and better friends, and, you know, she's like family.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And as mentioned in the article, and just going back a little bit, your formal education was at the University of Alabama, and you studied publishing there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that kind of speaks to, you know, you had this idea as a child that you liked writing, and that really carried throughout even high school, where, and I know I'm giving these answers away because I already know them, but even in high school, you were part of the journalism program.
Yeah, student journalism in high school, and and then went right into student journalism in college and worked for a publication in school all the way through.
And do you recall the name of that publication?
The Kerala.
Okay.
It's the University of Alabama's yearbook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember you telling me about that. And you worked there all 4 years.
All 4 years. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So I'm a yearbook geek.
Very cool.
But wow. I think that in some ways what we do here is a little bit like a yearbook in the magazine, because there's a seasonality to it that has a very interesting correlation to the way yearbooks are structured. And I don't know, one of my yearbook mentors, heroes, first boss, the editor who hired me, he had a motto that the extra mile is never crowded.
Oh.
And I love that.
That's a great motto.
It's so true.
I live into that in those particularly in the deadline when you're up at all hours. But really every day I try to bring that to what I do at work. The extra mile is never crowded.
That's a wonderful wonderful saying.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And so we had kind of gotten into it. I know that you started working with Lauren, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But before Lauren had relaunched the Mountain Parent, as it was formerly known, in 2016, there was a original launch back in 2000.
I want to say 2004.
Okay.
I'd have to go back and figure it out. But Sarah Shook and Mike Shook started Mountain Parent. And it was never a parenting magazine. From the very beginning, it was about how to show up and get involved in our community. And at that time, I was a mom without a tribe, without a parenting tribe at that point. Feeling pretty isolated in parenting at that stage because I didn't have my people yet. And so I would reach for the magazine and look at what was happening and show up at library story time and all the things happening around, because that's where I found my friends. And so that was what it was then and still is.
Hmm.
So
a great resource. And that could even, I noticed, like, and is this in each issue, there'll be, like, for instance, on page 45 of the spring issue, the current issue, there's a summer camp planner.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? And is that kind of to give people different resources?
Yeah. It's to put all the resources that parents are looking for in one place.
Okay.
I think in some ways we cater to the needs of working parents because the need for support is so great.
Right.
If you've got to work full time and your children are out of school for summer break, you've got to find that support. Right. And so that's the motivation behind our summer camp planner, which is an every spring edition. And, and so we try to tell more of the story about what the camps are offering than can typically show up in, you know, your kind of display ad, so that there's really more for the parents. And then also it puts them all in one place. And then we follow through with this online on our website. We have a searchable directory. So parents can search by age, location, interest.
Oh, wow.
They can search by dates and, you know, find options for whatever they're looking for.
Yeah.
And I'll let you go, Jeannie, in just a second, but just
for
the listeners, the website real quick, and we'll get back to that as well.
Oh, sure. mountain-pearl.com.
Perfect. Jeannie, go ahead.
Yeah. So I did notice in James's article that's in this week's Soper Sun that there is an event on April 11th at the Helio Center in Carbondale. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So in my world, I get emails from parents who reach out saying, hey, I'm on maternity leave and I need childcare for my 6-week-old. I need it in 6 weeks and I can't find a spot. Do you have any opportunities for me? Any ideas? And it's heartbreaking to me that all I can say is right now is get on a wait list. And if you talk to early childhood teachers and other people involved in that world in our community, they'll tell you that the need for early childhood birth to age 3 childcare from Parachute to Aspen is astronomically large and growing every day, every year. There are more and more people who just can't find the support that they need. And so years ago, I had a home-based childcare program that I started because I needed that support. I needed a job and I couldn't find what I needed for my child. And I saw a need. So I opened up my home and brought children in. And it was such an incredibly rewarding experience for me. The nourishment that I kind of gave myself by slowing down and spending my days with very small people. It's quiet. It's rhythmic. Mm. It's warm. Mm-hmm. And it was so good for me and my family that I feel like it's a business model that can be very good for the people who take it up. Right. You're providing a service that's much needed in this right. community. Yep. And you can earn a good amount of money for your time. A mm-hmm. fair, you can offer your services for a fair amount. And, you know, when you're factoring in what parents have to pay for childcare, mm-hmm. you can provide that service and not have to spend it because your child's there with you.
Right,
and
right.
and so there's kind of a win-win. And I did that for 7 years. It was never my dream to be a preschool teacher.
Miss Catherine's preschool.
Miss Catherine's preschool. That's exactly what it was. That's what people yep. called it, Miss Catherine's, because that's what the children called me. And so as I kept hearing from people who have a need for childcare, I thought, you know, one thing I can do with this publication is open up the door for more conversations. And so I reached out to Helena Harrell, who owns the Helio Center here in Carbondale, where she provides nurturing arts and art therapy. Mm-hmm. And I asked her if she'd be willing to host a conversation because she was also a home-based childcare provider earlier in her career. And so she knows what the day-to-day of that is like. I also reached out to Kelly, the executive director at the Early Childhood Network, and she'll be joining us on April 11th for the conversation. And we're inviting anyone in the community who is curious about the model of care and entering into that kind of a business to provide that service. Mm-hmm. We feel like we can create a support network right. for anyone wanting to take that up.
Right.
Yeah.
And Kelly from the Early Childhood Network is, you know, able to provide guidance through the licensing process, which is vitally important.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so anyone's welcome. Do they need to register in advance?
Yeah, they can reach out to me through the website, okay. through mountainpearl.com.
Perfect.
And just not to close the door on anyone, but it's not for those who are looking for care.
Right.
Unless they want to provide that care. That's how they can find the care they need.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, if someone is looking for that care, they can get in touch with us too, because if we've got information to pass along after this discussion, I'm happy to connect people.
So it's, but this meeting in particular is for people who are interested in starting an in-home childcare of their own.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Yep. Very cool. So it's awesome that Mountain Parent will step up when they see a need, or excuse me, Mountain Pearl. I'm going to catch myself every time if Jeannie doesn't.
Yep.
And steps up to help serve a need in the community that's definitely needed. For our listeners, you are listening to Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program. We have about 8 minutes left of the show. Our guest today is Catherine Camp, publisher of Mountain Pearl. Thank you again for joining us, Catherine. Thank you so much, Jeannie, for bringing our attention to that event coming up at the Helio Center in Carbondale on April 11th for anyone interested in starting in-home childcare of their own. And so another something else that's highlighted towards the end of the article and is student writers and a student writer contest. But you also just have student writers, and which we also hugely relate to with our youth journalism program at Soprus Sun. Since you took over the magazine, or since you became editor, rather, you've brought on some student writers over the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our first student writer was in the spring edition of 2019. Okay. And since then, we've had a student in every edition. And now really cool. I aim to have at least two, always looking for more opportunities. We've got to be raising up the next generation of journalists, which is why I love what you guys are doing with the student journalism program at The Sun.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's one thing to, you know, say we need more journalists, but giving them a place to practice the craft and to be published and to have the reward that comes with doing all of that work and seeing it in print and learning and growing through that process is my favorite part of what I get to do with each edition.
Yeah.
I love the student writers that I get to work with. It's always such an interesting process to go from concept to completion, and all the back and forth is just, it feeds me. I love it. And I hope I'm able to inspire these kids to keep writing and telling more stories.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you do. And just for any of you teens listening out there, keep in mind that so every issue of Mountain Parent, every edition has something from one of your peers in the community that you may very well relate to. So it's wonderful because this isn't just a magazine, like you said, for parents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's
and part of the name change is that I would get these great articles out of these kids, and they didn't want a copy of the magazine. They didn't want to be seen carrying around something that said parent on it. It just wasn't going to be something they took to school and, you know, let anyone see them in, because it just didn't fit. And now I feel like Pearl opens the door for these kids and their coaches and teachers and everyone else who's working with kids every day.
Pearl
to come be part of this conversation.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't like Pearl? Is appealing to anyone.
Exactly.
because we only have a short time left, and we may be able to play one song from the playlist at the on the last page before the back cover, Pearls from Grit, which is a compilation of songs, 10 songs recommended by each of the contributors at Mountain Pearl. First, though, tell us what came, how did you come up with the name Mountain Pearl?
Well, I take our dog Zelda night skiing and, on night hikes when the snow melts. But I was out skiing with her and the moon rose up over the mountain and it was close enough to touch. And I said, it looks just like a pearl. And as I heard the words out loud, I thought, okay, it's Mountain Pearl. I had been asking myself for a long time, okay, it's not Mountain Parent, but what is it?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a year ago, a little bit more than a year ago. And ever since then, the name just started to really kind of nestle into my heart. To me, it speaks to all the different phases in life that we're always entering, because the moon's always moving into new phases. And the moon looking like a pearl, you know, a lot of people have said to me, but we don't live at the ocean. Pearls don't make sense. You know, but this isn't part of the mountains. And I, you know, go outside, look up, and there it is every night. And then pearls are made by grit. You know, grit gets into the oyster. It responds to the challenge and turns something that's a challenge into something beautiful. And I think that's what we do when we choose to live here.
Yeah.
You know, it's not an easy place to live. It's expensive. It's hard to find childcare. It's, you know, a challenging place to find meaningful work. It's hard to live in a place with extremes of weather. And, you know, yesterday it was 60 degrees and I was planning a bike ride today. And then now it's blizzard outside.
Right.
And, you know, when we face these things, we bring up something in ourselves that becomes better and stronger and more whole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, to me, what Pearl speaks to. And so in every edition, all of our contributors are given a place to put more of themselves on the page, because so much of what we're doing is telling other people's stories.
Mm-hmm.
So in each edition, we have a place where each person share something. I believe it was Jeannie who came up with the idea of the Pearls from Grit song list. And,
I forgot about that. Yep.
And everyone contributed a song that had helped them get through a hard time.
Yeah.
And so...
That's so cool. And so, because contributors in our line of work means so much, so it's so wonderful to give them some extra voice. I'm not sure if we'll have time to listen to the whole song, just because we only have a minute and a half left, folks. But I do want to tell people to feel free to turn to page 63 for the Pearls from Grit playlist. We are going to close out today by listening to Miss Jeannie Soldern's...
My pick,
which is number...
I don't know.
It's Bonnie Raitt, right?
Yeah, it's Bonnie Raitt, Since I Fell in Love.
Since I Fell in Love.
Since
awesome.
I Fell for You, which is on Bonnie Raitt's
Since I Fell for You
debut.
Well, we're going to play that right now with just as a little bit of background music. And while we're closing out. There we go. So any final words before we do close out, Catherine? One thing I do want to say really quick, and even if we go over a little bit, is there is a student writers contest. For more information, go to www.mountain-pearl.com. Everyone gets ice cream.
No, old-fashioned milkshake.
Old-fashioned milkshake, excuse
yeah,
me.
From honey butter. From honey butter.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Any closing words, Catherine?
Thank you for having me here. This
thank
has been
you
great.
So thank you much for joining us. Thank you for doing a service for our readers in the Valley and spreading goodness. Check out, hear a little bit more Bonnie Raitt on our way out today. Thank you for joining us and everything under the sun. Talk to you next week.
Love brings such misery. Guess I'll never be the same. Since I fell for you, well, it's too.